Oscar Radio 4, India Sierra Sierra, this is Delta Kilo Zero, Bravo Tango for scheduled school contact. Can you hear me? Over. Copy, darling. Oscar Radio 4, India Sierra Sierra, this is Delta Kilo Zero, Bravo Tango, calling for school contact. Can you hear me? Over.
Ist lauter.
Hello, Wakata-sensei. Signal is still rising from noise. Are you ready for students' questions? Over.
I am ready for the questions. Over.
Question number one. How long does it take to prepare for a space flight? What content is part of the training? And what did you enjoy the most? Over.
Koichi, did you copy?
I did not copy the question.
Please repeat.
Question number one. How long does it take to prepare for a space flight? What content is part of the training and what do you enjoy the most? Over.
Okay, Jacob, once we are assigned to a space flight, we go through training for about 2 years to train for a space flight. We have training on the ISS systems operations, Crew Dragon spacecraft robotics, and scientific experiments. And then we go to Germany, Cologne, for the Columbus training. Over.
Two. How long will you be on the ISS, and will you fly to the ISS a second time? Over.
No, I will be on the ISS for about 5 months, and this is my fifth space flight, and I'll be happy to come back to the ISS after this flight. Over.
Three. How does a rocket launch feel, and how difficult is it to move in zero gravity? Over.
Antonia, launch is always exciting. I launched on the space shuttle Soyuz, and this time on the Crew Dragon. Acceleration on the ascent is fantastic. Once in zero gravity, in the beginning it is awkward to move around, but soon we will get used to it, and we can start moving and stopping in space very easily. Over.
Four. Is the ISS decorated for birthdays or carnival? Over.
Yeah, that's a very good question. We celebrate the holidays and birthdays on the ISS with our crewmates. We have items that we use for decoration for occasions such as Christmas. Over.
What's the first thing you'll do when you get back to Earth? Over.
That's an excellent question. I would love to eat sushi and take a long bath, as we do not have fresh food up here and we cannot take shower or bath on the ISS for many months. Over.
Six. How does weightlessness and the changed day-night rhythm affect the psyche, and how do you deal with it personally? Have you been homesick too? Over.
That's a great question. It is amazing how quickly and how well human body can adapt to a new environment of weightlessness. However, it is hard to live and work away from home for several months, and we miss our families and friends. Over.
Seven. Do you have free time on board, and how can you use it? Over.
That's a great question. Every day, after work and on weekends, we have free time on the ISS. We make phone calls to our families and read emails, read books, watch recorded TV programs and movies. And I love taking pictures of the Earth from the windows of the space station. Over.
Eight. What have you personally learned from this mission that you would like to pass on to everyone? Over.
That's an excellent question. I would like to pass on to everyone that the ISS is an excellent testbed for technologies that we need to develop for future exploration to the Moon and Mars. For example, we're testing a new water recycle system, new toilet for using the ISS. Over.
Nine. How often can you contact friends and family, and how is this technically implemented? Over.
Great question. I talk with my family and friends on the phone and exchange emails with them every day. And we have two-way radio video conference with our families every weekend. Over.
Ten. What do you like best about living on the ISS? Over.
Great question. The best part is to work with my wonderful crewmates on the ISS every day. And the view of the Earth from up here is so beautiful. You will never be bored looking at our blue home planet. Over.
11. Is there privacy on the ISS? For example, a separate little corner or something similar? Over.
Great question. Each of us has a crew quarter. And it is a small size compartment of our own, and we sleep in the crew quarters every night. It is a very comfortable place where we can keep our privacy. Over.
12. How is the air in the ISS? Over.
Good question. It is like on the Earth, the same pressure and the temperature. The air consists about 80% of nitrogen and 20% of oxygen. On the ISS, we recycle air by removing carbon dioxide. Over.
13. Friends and family aside, is there anything that's only on Earth that you miss? Over.
Yeah, that's a good question. Taking a bath and having fresh food, those are very that I miss a lot. The water is a very precious resource here on the ISS. Each of us can use only about 3 liters of water daily, including the water we drink. Over.
14. With the photos from the ISS, you only ever see the Earth. What does the view of the starry sky look like? Over.
That's a great question. Stars look really beautiful from up here. Since there's no air outside, the stars do not twinkle here. The sky full of stars and the view of aurora at night are simply breathtaking. Over.
15. Can you hear or feel impacts from so-called space debris on the ISS? Over.
Fortunately, we have not heard or felt impacts of space debris so far. I worked outside of the ISS last month and earlier this month during spacewalks, and we can see small dents or damages on the external structure from the debris. Over.
16. How does the food taste on the ISS, and which earthy food do you miss the most? Over.
Food here tastes very good, but we have very limited opportunities to eat fresh fruit, so I miss things like salad, fresh fruits, and of course sushi very much. Over.
17. Have you already been involved in an external mission, and how's contact with the spacewalker maintained? Over.
Yes, I had an opportunity to do 2 spacewalks last month and earlier this month for a total of about 14 hours. We have radio communication throughout the spacewalks. Over.
18. What do you think of space tourism? Over.
Great question. It is wonderful to have more and more people to fly in space in tourism. Space tourism will make our space flight more affordable and safer, which will eventually enable us to explore further in space frontier safely and economically. Over.
19. What happens to all the equipment after the mission? Over.
Good question. Spacecraft and space suits will be used again after maintenance. Some of the equipment, such as experiments, will be trashed in cargo supply vehicles and burn up during the atmospheric re-entry of the cargo vehicle after undocking from the space station. Over.
20. What do you do during the flight to ISS, and what are the biggest challenges involved? Over.
Great question. We conduct a variety of experiments, including development of new medicine using protein crystal growth, developing new materials utilizing microgravity, and testing new technology for future exploration on the Moon and Mars. The biggest challenges are when we encounter unexpected situations on the ISS, but we always have overcome the challenges together with excellent mission control teams on the ground. Over.
21. What happens in case of extreme health emergencies? Over.
Excellent question. We have capabilities of emergency medical treatment on board the ISS. We have flight surgeons on the ground on call 24/7 in case we need medical support. In a life-threatening medical emergency case, we can use our spacecraft to return to the Earth for medical treatment. Over.
Roger. Very fine, Koichi. We still have time left. How did you feel, and how did you like our questions and our conversation? We had a lot of fun. Go ahead.
Yes, great questions, and I wish I could talk with all of you in person in the future. We really enjoyed training in Germany in Cologne for the Columbus module. Actually, I'm calling from the Columbus module, the European Space Station module, and it's wonderful to work up here.
Okay, very good. Koichi. So I say domo arigato gozaimasu for your time and insights, and 73s from all of us. Go ahead.
Okay, 73 to you all, and vielen Dank. Auf Wiedersehen.
Roger, roger. I expected this because I know of your activities in Esslingen. Over.
Yes, it is. I have been there, and my wife is from Germany, so I look forward to visiting Germany again after my landing.
Roger, roger. I had question number 23. How much do you feel as a Japanese, as a German, as an international person? Over.
It is wonderful to work with not only the crewmates from all over the world, but with the mission control teams all around the world. Munich has a control center in Houston, Moscow, Cuba, in Montreal, Canada. It's great to work with everybody around the world on board the ESA station.
Roger. Thank you very much, Koichi. All the best to you. A good remaining time up there in space, and give our love to your crew there. Over.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much. It was a wonderful talk with you. Good luck with your study.
Roger. Thank you very much. We have about 750 people here in the school, and maybe 1,000 or 2,000 online on the stream. Have a good flight.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you. Oscar Radio 4, India, Sierra, Sierra. This is Delta Kilo Zero, Bravo Tango in Gymnasium Christian Ernestinum in Bayreuth. Bye-bye.